Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. The Common Man Coffee Roasters Cafe has recently partaken in initiatives to champion sustainability in all aspects of their business. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Matthew McLaughlin, Wholesale General Manager at the Common Man Coffee Roasters, to discuss CSRs, their upcoming sustainability efforts, moving to biodegradable coffee packaging, and the ethics involved in this business. Welcome to the show, Matthew. Tell us everything we need to know about Common Man Coffee Roasters.
Oh, thank you very much for having us. Common Man Coffee Roasters is a wholesale roastery, a cafe brand, as well as an academy brand. And we have outlets here in Singapore, Robertson Quay and Stanley Street, and also one outlet in Kuala Lumpur. Mm-hmm. And we sell our coffee throughout Singapore and the rest of the Southeast Asian region.
Okay. And sustainability, everyone's talking about it. That's the big buzz term right now. What are you doing towards that?
Well, there's two main efforts that, that we are currently involved in. At the cafe level, we've done a lot to reduce, so reducing plastic consumption through removing straws, opting for metal straws in the cafes, and using bamboo-based straws for takeaways. Reduction in takeaway cup usage by trying to incentivize reusable cups in the cafe for cafe goers. We're also doing a lot around composting. So one of the key initiatives this year that we introduced was taking used coffee grounds and making sure that they are composted through partners in A1. So they do the composting for our used coffee grounds, and then they sell that back to farmers locally that then use that compost. And then in the second effort that we are currently involved in is in the wholesale side of the business, trying to reduce the packaging that we use selling wholesale beans, as well as supporting some of our origins, for instance, in reforestation, currently involved in a reforestation program in Burundi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How hard is it to switch to biodegradable packaging for your coffee products?
It's incredibly hard.
I was wondering about that.
You know, this has been something that we've been trying to tackle for a long time, you know, based on how we want to do business, our core values. We look to try and mitigate our impact on the world and ensure we're doing business responsibly. The reality is switching over from traditional packaging to a responsible packaging, be it biodegradable or compostable, is still ongoing, a tricky thing. There are a couple of different reasons for that. One is supply. So sourcing biodegradable or compostable packaging is a bit of a minefield, and you can get trapped. A lot of people will misunderstand the term biodegradable. So instead of looking at something like oxo-degradable packaging, which actually is not biodegradable at all, it really just the plastic breaks down into smaller, smaller pieces. It may not be visible to us, but certainly is to marine wildlife or the ecosystems. People might get confused with oxo-degradable instead of looking at something like compostable, which obviously is made out of plant material and does break down. So this is one of the pitfalls that we've had to navigate through in trying to source appropriate packaging for our cafes, be it takeaway cups or for wholesale.
Right.
And then another element of that dynamic is the demand, so how that packaging is then disposed of. And so one of the key challenges, particularly for Singapore, is how packaging is disposed.
Right.
Primarily disposal in Singapore is done through incineration. So really it becomes a conversation around, is biodegradable packaging going to have the effect that we desire when the packaging is then incinerated?
Right. Also, something that you didn't bring up necessarily is the consumers are looking to make sure that whatever they're buying, as speaking as a consumer as well, is safe. That hasn't been tampered with. And how do you balance that thought process as well?
Yeah, it's tough. For a good example, we currently use, through our e-commerce sales, we use a biodegradable e-commerce satchel that is made out of natural product. But the side effect of that is it's not as durable as something that is a full polymer, a plastic polymer.
Right.
So there is a tendency, particularly in a humid environment like Singapore, for that to break down prematurely, for that bag to potentially lose its structural integrity en route. that's something that we've grown accustomed to navigating with our customers, and we've found that, that people are more than understanding if they do get a slightly torn bag, mm-hmm. that we, you know, explain to them that it is made out of something that is naturally degradable.
Right.
And so that sort of explains away that. But there is that concern that, you know, perhaps with these alternative products, alternative packaging, you don't get the same structural integrity, and therefore people might be a bit concerned about how safe that product eventually is.
Do you think there's a shift, though, among the consumers as well towards more tolerance because everyone's waking up to the need for sustainability?
Yeah, I would say that is true. As you said at the top, it's a hot topic. Mm-hmm. We are all at least talking about it, and we're all trying to find ways to proactively and productively do something about it. And that flows down to the consumer. So they're more and more understanding, or at least more and more cognizant of this as a problem and how we might go about limiting our impact.
All right. We're speaking to Matthew McLaughlin, Wholesale General Manager at the Common Man Coffee Roasters. We're talking about CSR, sustainability efforts, moving to biodegradable coffee packaging, and the ethics involved in this business. Let's talk about the ethics. Anything that involves agriculture in any way, shape or form, you start to zoom in on the ethics and how you can be more ethical, you know, farm ethically and sustainably. And you said you do some of the wholesale things. So how do you incorporate sustainability to that aspect of the business?
Yeah, it's a super important question, mm-hmm. and one that's not very easily answered at the moment. Mm-hmm. There is a 15-year low in the coffee price as a commodity, mm-hmm. if we talk about coffee as a commodity for a moment. So what that means is that farmers effectively have been producing for at least the last couple of years at below break-even their own sustainability.
So that would raise problems.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a question of long-term viability for the coffee industry.
Sure.
And so for us as wholesalers, we buy, particularly us as specialty coffee roasters, mm-hmm. we buy direct from our farmers as much as possible, which gives us great access to them as people or to the cooperatives that they're represented mm-hmm. by, but also highlights the challenges that they have and ensures that we're aware of that. And then we're trying to figure out how to do things properly. But we're a small part of obviously a very large system. So then you start looking at those macro factors of supply and demand. Mm-hmm. There is a trend towards consolidation in the coffee industry from a purchasing perspective, which obviously puts a lot of pressure on the price. If you have big guys like Nestle or Starbucks buying up large swathes of coffee,
sure.
then naturally there's a downward pressure on that price, which is one of the factors that have kept it quite low for the last 15 years.
Perhaps something that a lot of people don't understand is how much say does a wholesaler have with your coffee growers themselves?
Not much at a larger scales. Mm-hmm. So what we tend to focus on is the specialty coffee end of the coffee spectrum. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. a lot of people also don't really understand how that works.
Right.
So just for those listening, specialty coffee is a graded coffee, mm-hmm. graded 80 points out of 100 or above. So
right.
there's a qualitative aspect to it. But what is inherent in that is also traceability. So with a specialty coffee roastery or a specialty coffee grower, you are able to access coffee that you can trace back to at least the region that it's grown in, but mm-hmm. but oftentimes to the actual grower itself or maybe the mill that they're using to process. What that allows us to then do is to reward specific mills and specific growers for the quality that they produce.
Right.
So inherent in that is a much fairer, more supply and demand based price for the coffee that they're producing.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the biggest way that we can reward at the size that we are at. And then the other way is advocacy. You know, trying to bring up, like this interview right now, trying to bring up the plight of coffee farmers at large mm-hmm. and some of the pressures that they're under.
Some of the pressures that they're under, as you've pointed out, is coffee prices have been pretty depressed for mm-hmm. a long time. So they're going to you try to introduce the whole concept of sustainable farming or ethical farming. That's going to be difficult for them because they want to get the best crop, the largest crop, perhaps, yeah. for as little money as possible. And that's where you get your problems with slash and burn and things like that. Again, I don't think that everyone realizes that a wholesaler doesn't have that control on the farmers. You know, sometimes we've got the blacklist of these guys, these guys, these guys. deal with people who slash and burn, who are responsible for the haze, for example, in whatever the agricultural sector is.
Yeah.
But that's not really something you can control, is it?
No, the simple answer. What we are trying to do as common man, and I think a lot of the specialty coffee industry as well, is to reach further upstream in the supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
We are a wholesaler, therefore we buy usually through direct relationships with our farmers,
right,
but potentially through traders in between.
Right.
And so it's a decision on who we use to
who
we buy from, exactly,
right,
how transparent they are.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are relying on them for the information, price point at the farm gate, ethos or sort of practices of the farmer, and then making those conscious decisions is now, you know, foremost in our minds, really understanding who we're buying from and how they are then buying from their farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So that, though we can't directly change, we can incentivize.
Sure.
So ensuring that we're paying a fair price for the quality that we're getting, and we're paying for something that has been produced or traded in a responsible way. That's really the most power that we can have at this point. And then the rest of it is about ambassadorship and advocacy.
Sure. We're speaking to Matthew McLaughlin, Wholesale General Manager at the Common Man Coffee Roasters. I have an interesting question, at least interesting to me, hopefully interesting to some other people. What kind of challenges do you face in pushing towards more sustainable coffee production, more sustainable business model?
So at the top of the supply chain,
mm-hmm,
at the producing end, there are a number of key challenges at the moment. We already talked about the pressures on the price.
Sure.
That's more from a supply perspective, where we have consolidation in the industry,
mm-hmm,
and buying power is at its peak, pushing price down. But there's also pressures in terms of climate, where we come kind of full circle with our environmental efforts. But, you know, climate change is obviously a key topic across human society, but it's particularly prevalent for the coffee industry,
mm-hmm,
where we have a product that is fairly limited in biodiversity, so very prone to changes in climate. And there are parts of the world where a large part of their economic sustainability or livelihoods are dependent on this product, where their climate is suffering immensely. And there's potential of being able to lose coffee-growing regions in the next couple of decades,
mm-hmm,
through climate change. So that's, you know, that's certainly a top of mind for us in the industry,
right,
and provides extra context for what we do at a cafe.
You mean
level.
My coffee will be either more expensive or harder to get my hands on?
Probably both, yes.
Oh, no. No, that's not good news that you're giving me on that front. All right. Let's bring the Barista Academy and the courses into this conversation. Tell us more about it. What is it?
Well, we're very excited to have a new academy space that we've just launched downtown Chinatown. The academy has been a huge part of our brand,
mm-hmm,
for the last 6 years since we opened up. One of our core values is to really be approachable and engaging as a coffee producer and brand. So offering public education on the coffee industry, on the product itself, or just how to pour a heart or a Rosetta in,
mm-hmm,
your lattes.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a big part of what we do. And I think that what we've seen from offering these classes or doing specific events is that the engagement with the product and with the industry at large has really grown. We've been able to educate and really bring further context to why you're paying as much as you are for your favorite cup of coffee and why that's important.
Okay. Now, before we let you go, because we're almost out of time, talk to us a little bit about future initiatives that you'd like to see put in place.
Yeah, for us, we're looking to improve what we're doing at the cafe level. So more reduction, more recycling, a widening of what we're doing in terms of our composting, making sure that we're trying to really use as much of the product as possible.
Mm-hmm.
At a wider, sort of more wholesale level, we're looking at revising our packaging even further, navigating through that whole biodegradable, compostable argument.
Mm-hmm.
And looking to be a lot more transparent about our purchasing decisions too, over the coming seasons, to ensure that our customers can see that we're walking the walk and not just talking the talk.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming in and talking to us. Matthew McLaughlin, Wholesale General Manager at the Common Man Coffee Roasters. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.